Poems Every Child Should Know, edited by Mary E. Burt. Section 45, read for LibriVox.org by Kara Schallenberg. This section contains just one poem, How They Brought the Good News from Ghent to Aix. Reader's note, this is one of my all-time favorite poems. I bumped into it in a book of poems about horses, I think, when I was a teenager, and I've loved it ever since. And I am so glad that it's included in this collection. I hope you like it as much as I do. End of the reader's note. I have an essay written by a lad of 14 years on How They Brought the Good News from Ghent to Aix. I should judge from this essay that any boy at that age would like the poem, even if he had not himself been over the ground, as this boy had. I sprang to the stirrup, and Joris and he. I galloped, Dirk galloped, we galloped all three. Good speed, cried the watch, as the gate bolts undrew. Speed, echoed the wall to us, galloping through. Behind shut the postern, the lights sank to rest, and into the midnight we galloped abreast. Not a word to each other, we kept the great pace, neck by neck, stride by stride, never changing our place. I turned in my saddle, and made its girth tight, then shortened each stirrup, and set the peak right, rebuckled the cheek-strap, chained slacker the bit, nor galloped less steadily Roland a whit. 'Twas moonset at starting, but while we drew near Locarin, the cocks crew, and twilight dawned clear. At Boehm a great yellow star came out to see, at Dufeld 'twas morning as plain as could be. And from Mechelen church steeple we heard the half-chime, so Joris broke silence with, Yet there is time. At Aershot up leaped of a sudden the sun, and against him the cattle stood black every one, to stare through the mist at us galloping past, and I saw my stout galloper Roland at last, with resolute shoulders each butting away the haze, as some bluff river headland its spray. And his low head and crest, just one sharp ear bent back for my voice, and the other pricked out on his track, and one eye's black intelligence, ever that glance o'er its white edge at me, his own master askance. And the thick heavy spume flakes, which I and anon his fierce lips shook upward in galloping on. By Hasselt Dirk groaned, and cried Joris, Stay spur! Your Ros galloped bravely, the fault's not in her. We'll remember at Aix. For one heard the quick wheeze of her chest, saw the stretched neck and staggering knees and sunk tail, and horrible heave of the flank, as down on her haunches she shuddered and sank. So we were left galloping, Joris and I, past Loos and past Tongres, no cloud in the sky. The broad sun above laughed a pitiless laugh. Neath our feet broke the brittle bright stubble like chaff, till over by Dalhem a dome spire sprang white, and, Gallop! Gasped Joris, for Aix is in sight! How they'll greet us! And all in a moment his roan, rolled neck and croup over, lay dead as a stone. And there was my Roland to bear the whole weight of the news which alone could save Aix from her fate. With his nostrils like pits, full of blood to the brim, and with circles of red for his eye-socket's rim. Then I cast loose my buff coat, each holster let fall, shook off both my jack-boots, let go belt and all, stood up in the stirrup, leaned, patted his ear, called my Roland his pet name, my horse without peer. Clapped my hands, laughed and sang, any noise, bad or good, till at length into Aix Roland galloped and stood. And all I remember is friends flocking round, as I sat with his head twixt my knees on the ground, and no voice but was praising this Roland of mine, as I poured down his throat our last measure of wine, which, the burgesses voting by common consent, was no more than his due who brought good news from Ghent. Robert Browning. End of section 45, read by Kara Schallenberg, on October 29th, 2006, in Oceanside, California.